Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Dalad Sif Gimel. We are on the top line of page number 10. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, "In Bonu Einam Yehudim Li Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbes B'Isser." We've been discussing a guy doing some building for Yisrael. So if a Jew has a goy that is building a house for him on Shabbos B'Isser, Nachon Lahachmir Shelo Yikonsubo. It is proper for the Jew to be machmir, not to enter the house. The Rama says, "Mio, however, in Hisne Yisrael, im eino Yehudi shelo laso slo malacha b'Shabbos." If the Jew stipulated with the guy before, do not do the work on Shabbos. The ha'eino Yehudi asa'a bal korcho lemaher lahashlim lachto, and the guy did it against the will of the Yisrael in order to rush and to finish the job. So then ein lachosh, then you don't have to be concerned. So the Mechaber says, if the goy builds a house on Shabbos, it's nochon lahachmir not to go in. The Rama says, but if you made a deal with the goy, you made a tnai, and he didn't follow the tnai, then it will not be a problem. So we're going to see the Mishabur now beginning at Sivkot and Yutes. What the Mishabur is going to be addressing is the fact that the Mechaber over here says nochon lahachmir, and there's a halacha later on in Simin Shin Chav Hei, Sif Yudal, that we'll see referenced a couple of times, where if a goy dug a kever for Yisrael, for a specific Yisrael, it's absolutely forbidden for the Yisrael to be buried there. So why there is it absolutely aser? And over here, the Mechaber says it's only nochon lahachmir. So says the Mishabura, hainu. Shahaya b'kiboles. We're discussing here where the worker that was building the house for the Yisrael was a kablon. U'besol chatchum. To who also rak mishum maris ayin. Zakta Mishabura, we're discussing over here where the only issue that we are addressing is the maris ayin problem. There was no issue of working on Shabbos. It was b'kablonos. He was being paid by the job overall. And it was in the tchum, so there's a problem of maris ayin. And really, like we've been discussing, the guy is working for himself. He wants to get the job done faster. So there's no problem with him actually working on Shabbos. The only issue is Maris Ayin. Aval, im hoyu sechire yom, the medina aser. However, if these goyish workers that were building the house were hired by the day, where me'ikar adin it is forbidden, yesh baze iser mitzad hadin b'dieved, so then there would be an iser mitzad hadin b'dieved, v'lo nochon bilvad. Then it wouldn't be nochon. Zakta Mishabura, the Mechaber is saying that it's only nochon not to go in, because really it's not aser, it's just marasayin. But had it be done, the iser was really a schir yom, then it would be more serious than nochon, it would be aser. Kain Kosova Magen Avram, that is how the Magen Avram answers the case later. Again, the case later is where the guy did it b'isser for the Yisrael. Here, he's not doing it b'isser, he's just doing it with an isser of Maris Ayin. Therefore, the Magen Avram says here it's nachon lahachmir, and there it's absolutely forbidden. V'chein mucha gam kein das habach l'inyan schir yom. V'chein Kosova chai odom. T'bischir yom oser midina. The inyan zeshu milsa de farhesya. That if it's a schir yom, it's aser mi'ikar adin, because it is a milsa de farhesya. Lo la'olam, for the person who it was built for forever. Vila acherin bichdei sheyasu. And for others, they have to wait the time after Shabbos that it would take to do it, and then it would be mutter for them. Ukamola kamon besimin shin chavhei sifyudad, like we'll see by the case of the kever, in shin chavhei sifyudad, if it was really done b'isser, then it is forbidden for that person. Ayin sham. V'yesh mekilin, and there are those who are mekil, says the Mishabura, da'af b'chiyah gavna, even in a case where it was actually done b'isr as a schir yom, eino osr midina ki'im b'chdei sheyasu. It's still not going to be osr for the Yisrael to move in, mikradin, only b'chdei sheyasu, only the time it takes to build it. Now if you look in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Chav Aleph, he writes, kein mashma mitaz b'siv zeh. This is the answer that Taz gives. The Magen Avram made the chiluk between whether it's only Maris Ayin over here versus the kever where it's an actual iser, and the Taz gives a different chiluk. This sosam the kosov dafilu nase be iser gomer. The Taz writes, even if it was done with a total iser as a schir yom, ein oser midina. It's not oser for the Jew to move in the ikra din rak nochon lahachmir. Aye, the case of the kever, we say it's done wrong and therefore it's actually oser. It's not just nochon. The Ahid Shin Chav Hei Sif Yudalid says the Taz Hosu Mishum Deginayhu Sheikover Bekever Mefursum Shenischalo Bo Shabbos Veshvilo. There, it's a special case were to be buried in a kever that's known that it was prepared for this yid, that's already going to be a gnai. It was dug for this particular Jew, therefore it's usser. Because it's so known and it's so befarhesir, k'mosha kasav ha'taz sham ba'oshet yimak, the Taz says over there. So the Taz gives a different chilk than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says over here it's only nochum, because it's only ma'arasayin. There the guy did the malacha, it was actually done by Isser. The Taz says, no, over here, even if it was done by Isser, it's still only a problem of Nochon Lahachmir, it's not Asa Mikra Din, and the Chiluk is, because over here the Taz says it's not as Mefursim as over there where it is known that it was made for this Yisrael, that's the Chiluk the Taz says. Says the Mishabura at the end of Sivkotun Yutes, V'ayin L'kamon, V'simin Shin Chavhei Sif Yudalit Sham Mishabura, and we just spoke out some of the Mishaburas from over there. Sivkotun Chav, Nochon Lahachmir. So the Mechaber said that if the guy does it, let's go to feed the Magen Avraham. He does it in a way that it's Maris Ayin, so it's proper to be Machmir. The Achronim Kasu, the Achronim write, the Bidyevid Yesh Lismo Bekablonos Adas Rabbeinu Tam. That Bidyevid, if it was a case of Kablonos, like the Magen Avraham sets it up, so then you could rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Umutr Ladr Bo Afil Latzmo. Even the Jew who is done for would be allowed to live there. V'chein b'situs ha'avonim. And so too a case we discussed yesterday. And this is the Mishabura we referenced yesterday. So too with the chiseling of the stones, the tikkun ha'koros, and the preparation of the beams. Imhaya b'kablonus. If it was really done in a way that is mutter as kablonus, and the only problem is maris ayin, yesh lahatir b'dievet l'shakam b'binyam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it would be mutter b'dievet to put them into the building. So Rabbeinu Tam is very machmir in this case, very makil rather in this case. Sivkoton chav aleph shelo yikonsubo. So the Mechaber said again, if the goy did it for the Yisrael on Shabbos be'isser, as we're saying now, as an Isra Marasayin, it's Nochon Lahachmir Shelo Yikonsubo, says the Mishabura, La'olam, it is proper for the Yisrael to go in there, never, never to enter this house, V'afilu Acherim, even for others, Avon Mikomoko Mutter Lehonos Imenu, however, you are allowed to get benefit from the house, Ulumacher Le'enu Yehudi. So the Jew can't benefit himself from it, but he can get Hanah from it in terms of selling it to someone else. If you look at note number 20, he points out, V'afshel agabe nochri shechofar kever b'Shabbos avur Yisrael, a case we discussed before. A guy dug a kever on Shabbos for Yisrael. The Shulchan Aruch says later on, shemutter li Yisrael acher li kover bar. Only the Jew that it was dug for is usser. Any other Yisrael is allowed to be buried there. Over here the Mishabura is saying, it's usser even la'acher, and what's the chiluk? So Bira Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham explains over here, Shekol ze dafka kishechofer hanochri as a kever me'atzmo. That case is where the guy decided on his own to dig the kever, he was not asked to. V'lo tzivehu ha-Yisrael ha-soso, the Jew did not command him to. Therefore it's only usher for the one it was done for. Aval kan shenase b'tzivu ha-Yisrael, here's where the Jew asked the guy to do it, Yesh lahachmir lasra afilu lacherim. Therefore, we are more machmir. It's not only usher for him if it was done with marasayin; it will also be usher for others as well. Sivkaton chav beis. The Rama said that if the Jew made a tnai with the goy not to work on Shabbos and the goy did it anyway, then there's no problem. Zaktim mishabura. Ratzalomar needs to say sha'avar al tano. The goy went against the tnai of the Yisrael. Shehisna imo mikodem, that he made the deal with him before not to work on Shabbos. Al kain ein lochosh lazeh. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the fact that the goy worked on Shabbos. Tehainu she'ein sarach afilu limchos lo od be'esha osa malacha. You don't even have to protest while the guy is doing the work. You already protested. You said, don't work on Shabbos. He's not listening. You don't have to say anything. Kein muchach b'mordechai v'rabbeinu Yerucham she'ein makor din zeh. That's clear from the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yerucham, which are the source of this halacha. Shehuvu be'es Yosef l'kaman. They're brought down to the Beis Yosef later on. V'chein muchach m'vir agro. However, some very important points over here. The Ayin B'Magen Avraham, the first wide line of the Mishabura, page 10, the Magen Avraham writes, Ayin B'Magen Avraham shemefakfek ma'od b'din zeh. The Magen Avraham takes serious issue with this din. Tekevan shu mechubur. Since we're talking about a case where it's attached to the ground, v'havei milsa defarhesya, and it's a public thing, iko chashada, there is a chshad, the roim shelo yedu shehisna. People who walk by, they don't know that you made a tnai with the guy, that the guy is not following. They don't know your condition that you made 3 weeks ago. The chain del yirab in this kashel ikar adin shalom Mordechai. Now yirab also takes issue with this din of the Mordechai. The al kain ein lahakil baze. Therefore, one should not be lenient in this case. Elo yire limchos lo. Rather, even if you made it tonight, you should still protest against the guy working on Shabbos. Ulamano me pulaso, and you should hold him back from doing the work. The kasa of El Yerabba. The El Yerabba writes further. The mikomokom nirish she'ain tzarech liten lahem mos kadesh yisaku. You should stop him, says El Yerabba, but you don't have to offer him extra money to not work on Shabbos. Kevan shebekach hisne mitchila v'nirtzu l'kach. Since you made the stipulation in the beginning, he was maskim, he says he's not going to work on Shabbos, so although now he's working publicly on Shabbos for you, so you have to protest against it, but you do not have to start offering him more money because you had made the tnai originally. Ad kan dvarav, till here is the El Yerabba. Mashma milushono, the clear mashmos of this El Yerabba is, the imlohis nemitchila, if you did not make the original tithe, you shouldn't work on Shabbos, it wouldn't be enough just to protest and tell him not to work on Shabbos. You would have to spend some money and give the goyim money so they should stop working on Shabbos. And it appears that his reason is because you were negligent. Because you should have made the tithe from the beginning. So the Chavetz Chaim ends off and says, Tzarech Iyun, but the El Yerabba says that if you made the tnai before, now you must protest, but you don't have to give money. Which mashma, if you didn't make a tnai before, not only do you have to protest, now you have to give money. But a very important note number 21, a little chizuk in this halacha, in terms of the reward that a person gives to pay off a goy not to do molacha on Shabbos by him, so listen when the Chavetz Chaim brings down. Ma'isa Shahoya, there was a story that happened, Ba'oshir, by a wealthy man. Shepizer Momon Rav Kedei Shalo Lahaniach Lagoy Livnos Asbeisel B'Shabbos. He spent a lot of money to pay the guy off so he shouldn't build his house on Shabbos. Vahi Hayom, and the day came. Shepirza Sreifa Gedola Be'ira, a large fire broke out in the city, was heading towards this Ashir's house. When the fire reached very close to his house, all of a sudden the wind changed directions, and his house was saved from the fire. The host of the Kafachayim adds on, that's his schar in this world, that his house will be saved from the fire. Al-achas kama v'kama godol schar b'olam haba, how much more so will his schar be in olam haba if he pays off the goy not to do work in his house on Shabbos? Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. Meleches Farhesya, public work, afilu b'metaltalin, even when it comes to movable objects. Till now we're talking about karka, or things that are built into things that are attached to the karka. Now we're discussing even metaltalin. So melacha that's being done publicly, even on metaltalin, kigon svina hayadua liYisrael, like a guy is working on a boat that is known to belong to Yisrael, dina kamo melachas mechuber, that metaltalin gets the same din as if it was mechuber. Says the Mishabur Sifkan Chav Gimel. Ein Mairi Sha'osa Osa Bershus Yisrael. We're not discussing in this sif where the guy is doing the work on the metaltalin in a public way in the Rishus of the Yisrael. The Ihachi, because if it was in the Rishus of Yisrael, Afilu Hayadina Raka Metaltalin Da Alma. Even if it would have a regular din of Stam Metaltalin, Gam Kein Haya Aser, anyway would be Aser, like we'll see later, Kedemucha Besimin Reish Nun Bey Sebez. The Afa Metaltalin Aser Im Osa Osa Bershus Yisrael. A guy can't work on Metaltalin, even if he's working in the house. He can't work even on Metaltalin if he is doing the work in the house of Yisrael. Elamairi Shaloba Besos, if Dalit is talking about where the guy is working on the Jew's metaltalin, not in the house of the Jew. The Ayim Magen Avraham of Ashari Achronim, Magen Avraham and other Achronim, right? The Davkim Oses Asvina B'Mokom Goyim of Fursim. It's Davka if he's working on the boat in a very revealed and public way. The Imbit Sina Ein Lahachmir, but if he's doing it in a very private way, you do not have to be Machmir, Kedemucha B'Simen Reish and Beis of Gimel, like we'll get into greater detail about metaltalin in Simen Reish and Beis. Sif Hey, the Mechaber says, "Im Sochar Einu Yehudi L'Shana L'Shtayim." New case: a guy was hired by a yid for a year or two. She Yichdov Lo, that he should be his official writer. Whenever the yid needs some writing done, this is the guy who's going to do his writing. He's his writer. O She Yerag Lo, the Mishabura takes out the word beged, or he was hired not as the writer but as the weaver. Hareza Kosev Oreg B'Shabbos. This guy that was hired by the year or by 2 years, he's allowed to write or weave on Shabbos for the Yisrael. Ki'ilu Kotzatz Imo, as if they had made a deal together. She Yichtov Lo Sefer O She Yerag Lo Beged. just like if the Jew would have made a deal with the guy that you should write a book for me, or you should weave a garment for me, that the guy can do whatever he wants, that would be mutter. Just like if he would be paying him by the job, it would be mutter. Says the Mechaber, if he hires him by the year to do any writing the Jew needs, it's also mutter, and we'll see why soon in the Mishnah Berurah. First, the Mechaber makes a stipulation. V'hu shelo yachshov imo yom v'yom. Number one is that, first of all, he can't calculate with him and be exacting with him that he shouldn't waste a day. He can't be on top of him every day. V'lo yaseh ha-melacha b'beis Yisrael. And he also can't do the writing or the weaving in the Jew's house. V'yesh mi she'oser b'socher eino Yehudi l'zman. And there is a shita that says this whole business is aser. We'll stop there for today in the Mechaber. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber told us again, if you hire a guy to be your writer for a year or two, or to be your weaver for a year or two, which means whenever you need writing or weaving, he does it. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos. Ki'ilu, you hired him to write a book or to weave a garment that he can do whenever he wants, as long as you're not on top of him every day, as we'll see. And number two, he doesn't do it in the Jew's house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Mechavdal, Sheyichtav Lo, Kosev Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes, this Mechaber, which is the words of the Rambam, Kavonas HaRambam, Kedera Chasorim Sheyesh Lehem Sofer Meyuchad Uchayad Meyuchad. We're talking about over here the way of officers, Sarim, they have their own scribe or they have their own tailor on staff. Shebuchol Eish Etzarech Hasar Lichtov Mechuyav LaLichtov. Anytime this Sar needs writing, this worker does his writing. Ube'eish She'ein Tzarech Lo Yoshev Ubatol. It says the Magen Avraham, the Rambam's talking about a case where when I need writing, you do writing. If I don't need writing, you do nothing. You just sit around. That's the whole heter. That's why he's allowed to do the writing or the weaving on Shabbos. He's not so pressed for time. He could do the writing tomorrow also. So he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. He can do whatever he wants. The Jew's not telling him to do the writing on Shabbos. He just says, I need this written. If he wants, he can do it tomorrow. He's not pressed every day. The Jew is not benefiting anything by the guy doing it on Shabbos. And that's how the Magen Avraham explains the Rambam that it's going to be mutter. Aval, however, im secharo le'raglo tamid bashana zo, if you hired him to be weaving constantly this year, o lichtov lo tamid, or to be writing daily, all the time this year, aser afla haramam lichtov b'shabbos, then everything changes. Then the Magen Avraham says the Rambam would say it's aser. It's only because it's very relaxed. Sometimes he has to get writing done, so do it today, do it tomorrow. He wants to do it on Shabbos, that's his business. But if he's hired that he's doing it constantly, so then already it's going to be aser lefi the Rambam to write on Shabbos. Af she'ein medaktik olav al bitul ezayom. Even if you are relaxed with him that he wants to take off a day, it's okay. So he's not that pressed, but lemaisa, he has daily work. So then, according to the Rambam, it's going to be aser, even though he is allowed to take off a day here and there. Mikol makom harei marviach haYisrael b'asiyasa. Lemaisa, the Jew now gains by the guy working on Shabbos, because every day he has more work for the guy to do. That is the shita of the Magen Avraham. Umeataz mashma degam b'chayagavno choshev laRambam kablonus. The Taz is mashma more lenient that even this case where he has daily work, that's still going to be mutter and it's considered like a kablon. Kevon she'enu makbid olav mivat le'izayom. Like we said before, the boss, the Jewish boss, is relaxed if he takes off a day. So if he's allowed to take off a day, so again, it's not so pressurizing. Even though he has daily work, he can take off if he wants. The imhu makbid olav shelo yeshev eizayom batel also lekul yalma. So Dr. Mishibura, of course, if he's on top of the mamish every day, you can't take off ever. So then, of course, if he's doing work on Shabbos, it's aser, because if he doesn't do it on Shabbos, he's taking away from Sunday's work. So you're absolutely benefiting. So the Taz is lenient more than the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says he works when you have work, and he's very off a lot of times. So then it's more different to write on Shabbos. The Taz says even if he's working daily, as long as he has the option of days off, so then it's also going to be mutter. But everyone agrees it's aser. There's no days off. It's every single day. He has to do the weaving. He has to do the writing. Then it's aser l'kuyama. Dahavi ki'ilu tziveir l'asas b'yom ha-Shabbos. Ki'ilu, you commanded him to do on Shabbos. Od kasav ha-Taz. The Taz writes further. De'im schoro ligmor sefer. If you hired the guy to write a sefer for you, a book. O beged toch osos man, or to weave a garment during that time period. That's hu kemakbid. That's like your makbid that he works on Shabbos. That's not like the case we discussed in the Mechaber, and the Mishaburu explains. V'hainu, the case that we're discussing in the Mishaburu is b'sheyadua di'efsher ligmor imlo shi'asa gam b'shabbos. You told him to write a book or weave a garment in a certain amount of time that you know he needs to work on Shabbos to finish it. So you're basically telling him to work on Shabbos. That's why it's usher. V'av she'im yenos atzmo, even if he'll force himself, v'yeshe b'laylo yucha ligmor b'chol, even though it's true if he would taka work nights, he would get it done without working on Shabbos, but that wouldn't be the normal way. Afal pikin, even so, havezek mitzavel lo lasas b'Shabbos. That is like commanding him on Shabbos. Telling him to write this book over 3 months, that it takes 3 months to write this book, even though he could push himself a night instead of doing it on Shabbos, but if it really takes every day, including Shabbos, it's ki'il you commanded to do on Shabbos, and it is aser. Kein dira prim begodim kavanoso. That's how the prim begodim explains the Taz, the hiskim imo neged ha'el yirabi, and he agrees with him, keneged the el yirabi. Sivkotan chafei o sheyeraglo, or you hired him to weave, hareze kein tzarech lomar. Again, the Mishabur takes out the word beged, because again, the case is not that you hired him to weave a beged, you hired him to be your weaver in general. Says the Mishabur of Aitu, we turn to page Vav. Sivkotan chavav, the stipulation we made in the Rambam. You could hire him to be your writer, he could be your weaver, as long as Lefida Magen Avram, it's very relaxed, and he has time that he could do it other days. Doesn't do it on Shabbos, it's mutter, as long as you're not on top of him every day. Zakta Mishabur, Tzalomar, Shalo Yedaktik, Olav in Mevatel, Ezi Yom Malachto. As long as you're not having tainas on him, when he takes a day off, you have to be relaxed and let him do his thing, so then it would be mutter. Number two, Tnai the Mechaber said that he shouldn't do the Malach on the base Yisrael, Chav Zayin, Tebazeh Afilu Kablonos Gemura Aser, because then even if it's a real Kablon, he's hired totally by the job, that also would be Aser, Kidlakamon, Misimin Reishon Beis, that would obviously be a problem of Maris Ayin working in the Jew's house. The Mechaber ended off, and we'll end with this Mishabura, a very important Mishabura, V'yesh Misha Oser, B'socher Eini Yehudi Lizman. So the Rambam said, it's Mutter. We had a machlokas, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz. Now the Mechaber brings a Yesh Misha Oser, which is the Ravid, who likes to argue on the Rambam. So it's going to be the Magen Avraham Shita that the Ravid will argue on, and the Taz's understanding of the Rambam that the Ravid will argue on. And the Mishabur explains it beautifully in Sukkot Mechav Ches. The Yesh Misha Oser, who das a Ravid? That is the opinion of a Ravid. The Hinei Ladas HaTaz Hanal, according to the Taz. Remember, the Taz was the more lenient Shita that said, even if you give him work every day, but he's allowed a day off, so it's still going to be Mutter. According to the Taz, Nicha B'Pshitas, it's more Pashit, why the Ravid would argue with the Rambam. Nicha B'Pshitas Tama Ravid, Disvirle, Ta'av She'enu Makbid Al Bitulo, even though you're not Makbid on him taking off once in a while a day, Mikomokam Harehe Yisrael Marviach HaYodo, you have work for him to do every day. So if he works on Shabbos, up the Ravid, so now you're saving him to be able to do more stuff on Sunday, and he works daily. Even though he has once in a while a day off, the Ravid argues with the Rambam, Lefi the Taz, more understandably. But Zakti Mishaburu, Lodas HaMagen Avram Hanal Gam Kenicha. The Ravid, who is more Machmed than the Rambam, makes sense even if you go Lefi the Magen Avram's Mahalach. The Magen Avram's Mahalach was that the only reason it's mutter is because the guy has very limited work. Only whenever you have writing, he does the writing for you. So the Magen Avram explained to Rambam, the reason why it's mutter to write on Shabbos, he has no reason to write on Shabbos. He can write on Sunday for all I care. He wants to do it on Shabbos, he doesn't do it on Shabbos. Why would the Ravid argue? So Zakta Mishabura, Udasa Magen Avram Hanal Gam Kein Nicha, that the Ravid will argue. The Svir Leila HaRavid, the Ravid holds, that HaYisrael Marviach B'Masha Osa B'Shabbos. Even if it's a very relaxed deal, the Jew still gains by the guy working on Shabbos. Why? Because again, whenever writing comes up, he wants the guy available. So it's true, it's very relaxed, and he can maybe do it other times, but maybe not. Maybe I'll have another job for him tomorrow, so I don't want him to wait till tomorrow. I want him to do it on Shabbos. So him doing it on Shabbos, I am gaining, says the Ravid, even the Fidah Malach of the Magen Avram, because I may get more work tomorrow that I want him to do. So says the Mishabur, the Shemi Yitzarek Am L'machar L'Toh. Maybe I'll want some writing on tomorrow as well. V'lo yucha laso shneim ke'echad. He can't do both in one day. It's too much. And therefore, the Ravid would even argue on the Rambam of Fri the Mahalach of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram's Mahalach of the Rambam is, it's very relaxed. When you have writing, you have writing. If not, you don't. So you can do it tomorrow. So therefore, the Rambam says it's mutter. But the Ravid would say it's usher, because even though it's true everything you just said, the Fidah Magen Avram, but Lamaisa, maybe I'll have more writing for him tomorrow, and I want him to be able to do tomorrow's writing tomorrow. So I benefit by him do today's writing today, and therefore, the Ravid argues. We will go weiter with the Ramah in Mitzvah tomorrow. I want to end with one note that I skipped in the beginning because it was a long show. I want to make sure I got everything in. Going back to the very beginning of tonight's Shir in Siv Gimel, we said if a guy builds a house for a Jew be'isra on Shabbos, so we said you're not allowed to go in, you're not allowed to use the house. So if you look at note 19, a very important ha'ara, v'av kishenivne rak mitzas habayis b'shabbos. This chumrah that we're saying over here, again, the Rabbeinu Tam, as we saw, is more lenient, but this chumrah is even if the house is only built a little bit on Shabbos. Kasa b'shayel shetshuvas ha'elef l'chashlomo, that it's going to be aser. Kevan shetam isru mishum knas. The reason why the house is aser to you is because of a knas, it's a fine. Ukemo b'shayel melocha shenesa b'shabbos, like any other melocha is done on Shabbos. We don't say it's batel berov. We don't say, well, 90% was built during the week, only 10% on Shabbos. No, you get a knas even just for the 10% on Shabbos, and the house is usher to you, lefi the machaber. And he ends off with a pashur adiyak, v'hosev, and he adds on, shezu gam kavanas ha-shulchan aruch. That's what the machaber means. Sherei lo yitochin shednivne kol ha-bayis b'yom echad. What are we talking about over here? In bonu einam yudum yisrael, bayis b'shabbos b'isr. What, they only came on Shabbos? That's very unlikely. It means lechora that they also worked on Shabbos. The afal pikein osra shulchan aruch lehanosi bayezer. Still, the shulchan aruch is asri hanaf from this house, so it's a very big chumrah. He worked 90% during the week, and he worked a couple of times on Shabbos. There's a knas according to the mechaber that house is asr, even though only a small part was built on Shabbos. We'll stop here, and we'll finish the rest of Sifhei Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.